Hello.
Hi, my name is Rudy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County.
Okay.
Are you Jasmine? Okay. First of all, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
I am.
Okay, good. And obviously you speak English. You said yes. Alrighty. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the election for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and other offices on November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
50-50.
Ooh, 50-50, you think? Maybe probably or almost certain that you will?
Probably.
Probably. Okay, thinking about past elections and Kern County for local offices like County Board of Supervisors, do you always vote? Vote
yes.
Most of the time, you always vote?
Yes.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
They've gone on the wrong track.
Okay. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one of as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or never heard of them, of that person, please say so. For example, Kim Salas, would you say is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable? Or
don't know.
Okay. How about Kamala Harris? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, which means you stay neutral, or don't know?
No opinion.
No opinion, okay. Gavin Newsom, would you say is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, again, no opinion, meaning you're neutral on the subject, on him, or you don't know?
Unfavorable.
You said unfavorable? Okay. How about Donald Trump? Very unfavorable? Very unfavorable. Okay. How about Leticia Perez? Very favorable?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay. All right. And would you say Leticia Perez is doing an excellent, good, just fair, or poor job as a county supervisor?
Poor.
Poor? Okay. Overall, do you think County Supervisor Leticia Perez deserves to be reelected, or do you think someone new, should be given a chance?
Someone new.
Okay. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris or Republican Donald Trump?
Neither.
Or, okay, a third-party candidate or maybe undecided?
Third-party candidate.
Got it. And if the election of Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates in your district were Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, and Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director, for whom would you vote, Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, or Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director?
Third party.
Or undecided? Okay. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now to which candidate would you lean, Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, or Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director, or you're undecided?
Undecided.
Okay. Please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for County Supervisor. Would you say it's jobs and economy? Would you say it's crime? Would you say it's climate change? Would you say it's county taxes? Would you say it's housing costs? Would you say it's homelessness? Roads and traffic, or don't know?
Taxes.
Taxes, okay. All right, now let me read you a series of statements about Kim Salas. For each, please tell me whether this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing. Reason to support Kim Salas for county supervisor, for example. Salas says her top priority is to fight crime by making sure that law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhood safe. Would you say it's very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing, or don't know?
Not convincing.
Not at all convincing. Salas will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long and that new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickup, road repair, and parks and recreation. Would you say it's very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing, or don't know?
A little.
A little convincing? Okay. Salas wants to the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community services to stop drug use before it starts. Would you say that's very
convincing?
Not convincing. Streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, streetlights work, and that trash and graffiti are cleaned up. Very convincing? Somewhat convincing?
Not convincing.
Not convincing. Salas will fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved job training programs. Would you say that's very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing, or don't know?
Not convincing.
Not at all convincing. All right. After hearing more information, if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Leticia Pettis, County Supervisor, and Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, for whom would you vote? Leticia Pettis, County Supervisor, or Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director?
Neither.
Or undecided? Neither. Okay. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean, Leticia Pettis, County Supervisor, or Kim Salas, Assembly Director, District Director?
Undecided.
Undecided. Now, I'm going to read you a series of statements about Leticia Pettis. For each one, please tell me whether the statement, if accurate, raises very suspicious doubts, serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts in your mind about voting for Leticia Pettis for County Supervisor. Pettis does not show up for work. In her last two terms, she missed more board meetings than all other supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of board meetings. Would you say that's very suspicious doubts, serious doubts, minor doubts, no real doubts, or don't know?
Very suspicious.
Mm-hmm. As a county supervisor, Pettis has cut funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen, and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all of California. Would you say that's very serious doubts, minor doubts, no real doubts, or don't know?
Minor doubts.
Okay. Pettis pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voting record as a county supervisor. She paid a $30,000 fine and was sentenced to 100 hours of community service for her office. Would you say those very serious doubts, minor doubts, no real doubts, or don't know?
Very serious.
Okay, alrighty. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions of statistical purpose. Generally speaking, do you think yourself of as a Democrat or a Republican or what?
Independent Party.
Okay. Do you think you of yourself as a closer to the Democratic Party or the Republican Party?
Neither.
Neither. Okay. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Okay, bachelor's degree. Where is that one at here? Give me a second here. Give me 1 second here. Okay. And what year were you born?
93.
Okay. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Yasmin.
Yasmin. Okay, Yasmin, thank you for taking the time to complete the survey with me here today. It's completely confidential, and you have a nice evening ahead, okay?
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.